Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And this is actively being worked, so I'm going to give you what I have, and obviously there's going to be a lot more to come. So yesterday at about a little after 6:30 p.m., a missing persons call came into Buffalo Police over on Sunnyside Place. We have two children, ages 10 and 8. We have Ayana Hale, age 10, and Edward Hale, age 8, that the investigation revealed through a video canvas appears to have willingly got into a vehicle on lawn. They were reported missing, that was about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. They were reported missing 2.5 hours later. Through our investigation, we have additional video, and video of a vehicle will be sent to you very shortly, but we do have additional video of the same two children getting into what appears to be the same car on Benzinger at about 6:15 p.m. So about 2 hours and 15 minutes after they were seen getting into this car on lawn. So far, what we have is that the person that reported the kids missing is a guardian and has custody of the children. We are talking to the biological mother. The biological mother lives on Benzinger. We have video of those children willingly getting into a car on Benzinger 2 hours and 15 minutes after they were seen getting into that original car on Sunnyside. As I said, there is an active order of protection for the biological mother to not have any contact with those children. So again, we have multiple detectives that have been working this case. We are attempting to identify this vehicle. We do not have a license plate as of yet, but it is a tan-colored, maybe gold, Chevy Impala, somewhere in the 2009 to 2013 model years. There is no front license plate on that vehicle, but it appears through the still images that we have in the video that that license plate may be on the front windshield on the passenger side. We are actively working our license plate reader systems and our city cameras. That does take time, but we are actively working those to try to get that vehicle passing through an intersection that would then hit off of our license plate reader. So obviously, when we have a license plate reader, we'll find that car instantly or find out what that information is. We're working this the other way of a description of a vehicle using our technology, and that's why I talk so frequently about the importance of technology. These are the cases that make them even more important to have that technology. We're working all that up right now. We spoke with the biological mother this morning. She is with police. We are talking to her at this moment, so this we are not searching for mom, but the children are with somebody else. I will say, I'm sure the question's gonna come, are the children in danger? We are very concerned. I cannot assess at this point the danger level, but we are extremely concerned. We want to find out who has those kids. Obviously, we want to find those kids and get them returned safely. We are concerned anytime children go missing. In this particular case, yes, we are very concerned until we have a location and we have them back in our custody. Just want to go through a couple things. So with that, I will take some questions.
Why no Amber Alert then?
Well, Amber Alerts are very specific, and we're working up to that. You would need to have an exact license plate and other information. Amber Alerts are not meant to, and this is not the right way to say this for this case, but they're not meant to quote-unquote cry wolf, you have to have very exact, specific information before you can put an Amber Alert out. We are working, and if we determine that we get to that stage and we have the information necessary to put out an Amber Alert, and we have to, again, fill all the boxes, the necessary information to do that, then we would do that at that point. We're still working on getting to that point.
So this appears to be a domestic situation.
I'm not going to call it a domestic because I don't know right now where those kids are. However, as I said, the biological mother has an address on Benzinger. At 6:16 p.m. yesterday, we have video of the two kids and that same vehicle, appears to be that same vehicle that was on Sunnyside that they got into. Looks like they're willingly getting into this vehicle again 2 hours and 15 minutes later on Benzinger. And as I said, the biological mother lives on Benzinger.
Leaving her address to get into the car?
The video that we have show that they're in that area. At this point, I can't tell you that I have. We're still doing a lot of video canvas. Video canvas is extensive and it takes time, but we are still working a lot of areas. We've gotten video so far from Buffalo Schools. We've gotten them from private entities. So we're working a lot of angles. We have a lot of detectives working on this case to locate those kids. I will get, we're in the process, and it may be happening now, getting some good still imagery of that vehicle out to you all in the media. It will go out on our social media as well. That's happening right now. So you might have it at your stations as we speak.
Did the mom ever see the kids?
That's part of our investigation, so I'm not going to get into the interviews that were conducted this morning and are being conducted right now, but we're looking into all of that.
Anyone else?
When we have more information, we will continue to put information out. We will continue to get that out, but just know that we are aggressively working this case, and our special victims unit, again, they handle a multitude of cases, and missing persons is one of those aspects that the Special Victims Unit is charged with handling, but they are, we have a number of detectives that are working this case.
Can we get an update on last night's chase in the city of Buffalo that resulted in a hospitalization?
So you're talking about the accident on Jefferson? So that was not a pursuit. There were two different things that were going on, and I don't have all the details, so I can only give you some sporadic information. It's kind of been a lot going on for me to dig into those details yet, but what I have is there were a couple different stolen cars that at one point, and again, this is the information that I have, it's as accurate as I can get it at this moment, two stolen vehicles up on Main Street that were appear to be riding in tandem. One of the vehicles, a description was put out that they had a long gun in the car, pointed a long gun at multiple people. The cars had split up, I believe, by that point. The vehicle that was involved in the crash was this separate vehicle, not the one that was involved in a pursuit. That vehicle had left, and that vehicle was driving down Jefferson and struck a civilian vehicle. The information that I got last night is that it did result in the hospitalization of one occupant of the civilian vehicle. I was told last night, I don't have updated status, that the injuries were not expected to be too serious, but I don't have a complete follow-up on that. The other vehicle was the one that was involved in a pursuit. There was no crash involved in that one. At some point, the pursuit was terminated and the vehicle was let go.
Was that vehicle the one with the long gun?
Yes. That's the information I have. Like I said, we still have, as we normally do with all of these cases, we have a normal internal review process. So the information I'm giving you is as I know it right now. As we know, sometimes things are subject to change, but we're looking into that. But those two vehicles are separate. The vehicle that was involved in the crash was not being pursued. It was, as I was told last night, it was called in. The accident was called in by civilian 911 callers. We did get on scene. When we got on scene, the occupants of that stolen vehicle fled. We took a number of people into custody, but through the process, we ended up having to let them go last night. We have all their information. We are building that case, and our detectives, if we can get to where we need to on that case, and I keep speaking to this, if your vehicle is stolen and the police call you, please sign a supporting deposition. Please sign on as a complainant, because if you don't, we cannot charge. And that was the issue last night, that we didn't have it at that time. I believe we may have made contact and been able to obtain it later, but we will follow up and we will look to charge anybody that was in that car. But part of the solution that we have is when people actually follow through and press charges when your car is stolen. If you're just happy with getting your car back and you don't do anything about it, then I'm sorry, but you can't complain about it. So be a part of the solution, and And, you know, the criminal justice system is going to work as it works, but we're going to do our job, and we're asking those that are victimized, and they are victimized by this, to do their part and follow up on this process.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.